for the Afternoon Sunday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's the Sunset Herb Fest with native plants, flowers, fresh herbs, garden art, and herbal products, crafts, silent auction. Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners will answer questions on gardening, fertilizer, fun for the kids, a train ride at the Sunset Herb Fest, sponsored by the Sunset Garden Club, Sunset, Louisiana. Admission only $5. Saturday, May 6th, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Rain date Sunday, May 7th. More info at sunsetherbfestival.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening, New Orleans. This is the New Orleans Golf Show with Jack Clegg. This is Jack Clegg. Welcome to WGSO 990 AM. And if you're listening on your smartphone or laptop, you're listening to WGSO.com. Well, this is a big weekend in New Orleans, not as big as next weekend's going to be. This is the French Quarter Festival. And when I got off the streetcar at Carondelet and Canal, it's teeming with tourists. And they're all looking like they're getting lubricated early and going to enjoy the next couple of days, walking into the French Quarter and stumbling back out of the French Quarter. Next weekend, of course, we're going to have the Zurich Classic over in Avondale. And we're going to talk about that show next Thursday night show. We'll talk a lot about that. But for today, we have a couple of different topics. But before we begin into the topics, a couple of notes. One, my professional publicist, Jill Crohan, who also serves as my sister, is a Facebook devotee. And she shared several messages that she received after she posted some of the sites of this show and my Tuesday night show, which WGSO.com has put out. And they're really, WGSO is doing a really good job of marketing. Anyway, she posted it, and there were several replies from the alumni of Bogan High School in Chicago, where I happen to go. And I was so happy to see. There were many people that sent her, I'm not on Facebook, she is, and sent very nice comments, and they saw the excerpt on the WGSO website, and thank you very much. And briefly about Bogan High School. I know no one listening to the show in New Orleans knows about Bogan. That's where I went. It was a wonderful place to have grown up on the southwest side of Chicago. We learned our life lessons alongside loving and forgiving parents and teachers. And hopefully I'll see many of you in September, where I plan to visit for my 50th reunion. Anyway, now on to the golf show. As usual, our format will begin with some of the key PGA and LIV Tour events and LPGA events this upcoming weekend. We'll discuss the lessons learned from the Masters tournament this last weekend, which was very exciting. And later in the show, the city's foremost greenskeeper, superintendent, and agronomist, Keith Johnson, will join us. And he's going to put a fine technical edge on what is happening to our golf courses, what we expect to be happening now that spring is here. And his insights are tremendous. And I'm so lucky to have him agree to come on the show today. And those of you who play a lot of golf and are interested in how the courses are kept and maintained in the conditions that they are, and sometimes when you see conditions that you don't like, these things can be explained, and it's very fascinating. For the game we love, it's important to know the turf we play on, the greens we play on, what's good for them, what's bad for them. Very important. So I'm excited to have Keith. He'll join us probably around 7:30. Finally, just a reminder The Nashville killer, that 28-year-old transgender person, had that manifesto. Currently, it's, as I understand it, it's still in the possession of the FBI. This remains a secret. Each day, my suspicion grows as to the legitimacy of what will be released. The media's doublespeak once it is released, and their talking points concerning what it really means. We can decide for ourselves. So once again, another week goes by, we don't know what it was, and it seems to be hidden from us. Question is why? Okay, now let's talk golf, which is not without its own controversies, albeit non-life-threatening. This weekend's PGA event is at a beautiful course. Many people in New Orleans have traveled there. I've talked to many golfers that have been there. Hilton Head, South Carolina, the beautiful Harbortown Golf Course at Hilton Head, is where the RBC Heritage Tour, RBC Heritage Tournament is being held. There's a $20 million purse, Ronald. $20 million.
Show me the money.
Show me That's money. A lot of money. But a $20 million purse goes to those who make the cut.
I would split it with you, though, because I like you.
Thank you, Ronald. Yeah. And if I was good enough to golf there, I would invite you to watch.
Okay.
And we could go out and get a hamburger afterwards with my $20 million.
Yes. Beer.
And beer. Well, I don't drink. I'll have a Diet Coke. You can have beer.
Right, more for me, bud.
All right. Last year's winner, the actual winner, was Jordan Spieth. Very, very popular golfer. Everybody likes Jordan. This year, he's getting his game back together. And what did he take home last year? The one guy who took first place, $1.4 million. So, yes, very good. The current leader, coverage started today on the Golf Channel, for those of you that may have seen it. And the leader today is a familiar name for those of you that have been watching golf last weekend. The leader today, again, is Victor Hovland. Why do I say that? Because Victor was leading in the Masters the first day. He really gets off to a really strong start, and he does well, too. I mean, he's a terrific golfer. Currently, he's at -7. That's 7 under par. And there are other golfers, some of my favorites, and you can tell some of them are older, and they've been around a while. That's why they're my favorites. Notably, Zach Johnson from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He's at -5, and he's a former Masters winner. Xander Schauffele is at -4. Ricky Fowler, who is 2023, he's coming back. And there are a lot of Ricky Fowler fans. He's a very charismatic golfer, well-liked. He's at -4, as are Patrick Cantlay and Jordan Spieth, last year's winner. So on the first day, you've got several top-notch golfers up near the top. So this looks like it's going to be very competitive. The one negative thing you might say about the Masters, that weather that came in changed everything. I mean, it was a phenomenal change. The wind speed, the wind direction, the temperature dropped. Guys were wearing, you know, ski hats. The first day they were out there in short-sleeve shirts. The next day they were in skull caps because it was so cold, and long sleeves and whatnot. We won't see that this weekend in Harbortown, but I'm hoping Cantlay and Spieth, who had good showings in the Masters, will get up to the top. Okay, so there's plenty of firepower bunched up, and it should be an exciting tournament to watch. Kevin Kisner and Ryan Fox have withdrawn. Kisner shot 8 over par 80 on the first day today. No indication why he dropped out, except he may be angry that he played so poorly. Ryan Fox dropped out. He claimed illness. So we're going to come back in a few seconds. Remember, this is the Jack Jack Clegg with the New Orleans Golf Show and WGSO.com. For those on laptops and phones, WGSO 990 AM. For those of you listening in your car, we'll be back in a few seconds. This is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990. AM.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick. I'm excited about my new show on WGSO 990 AM, Monday through Friday, noon to 2 p.m. There are a lot of things going on in this country and in this city that are concerning. I'm your voice. You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. The Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform, noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM, WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hey, it's Christian. I want to tell you about my fellow American First Patriots at DTS Appliance Direct. When it comes to appliances, buy where the builders buy at DTS Appliance Direct. Call my friends
504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. Go see their loaded showroom, 3240 Paris Road in Chalmette, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Use promo code KG for free delivery.
All right, New Orleans. Once again, we're brought in by Pat Benatar, my absolute favorite. I like that girl. This is the WGSO's New Orleans Golf Show with Jack Clegg. And this is Jack Clegg. You're listening to 990 AM or WGSO.com through your smartphone or laptop. We were talking about before the break what the PGA Tour was doing this weekend and so forth. Let me talk about the LIV Tour, what they're doing. They take the weekend off. Many of their players were in the Masters. In fact, I think 18 LIV players were in the Masters. Two-thirds of them made the cut, and five of them were in the top four. Really good showing. Next weekend, the LIV Tour plays at the Grange Golf Club in Adelaide, Australia. Never been there, and I'm interested to see what it's like. The LIV Tour, I'll just read you, because I wrote this down. Here are where their tournaments are going to be in the next several weeks. Okay. April 28th, they play in Singapore. When they travel all the way over to Australia, traveling to Singapore makes sense. So that's where they are next week. Uh-oh, I just did something. Oh, I fixed it. Okay. May 12th, they're back in America. Tulsa, Oklahoma. They're playing at Cedar Ridge. I've played there. Beautiful, beautiful course. May 26th, they're in Washington, D.C. What course? Trump National. June 30th, they're at Valderrama, Spain, Seve Ballesteros country. July 7th, they're in London at the Centurion Golf Club. Very, very nice. August 4th, back in America at the Greenbrier. August 11th, at Bedminster, also another Trump National. September 22nd and 24th, they're in Chicago at the Rich Harvest Farms course. So they've got a lot coming up, but nothing this weekend. The LPGA this weekend has the Lotte Championship. Yusin Song is at -8. They've already played. Today's our second day of playing. She's at -8. Georgia Hall is in second place at -7. And an American, Christina Kim, is at -6. So they'll have two more days of competition, Friday and Saturday. Exciting. The Lotte Championship is great. These girls are outstanding golfers. Okay, so let's talk about one of the upcoming PGA majors, and we're going to mention the Masters in this segment. Okay, the U.S. Open is June 15th through the 18th, and this year it's held at the Los Angeles Country Club. It was held there previously, very successful. The fascinating thing about the U.S. Open, okay, anybody see Tin Cup? The movie Tin Cup, that was about the guy who ran a knockdown, broken-down driving range in West Texas, was a good golfer, and had to get his life together, and he tried to qualify for the U.S. Open. Well, this year, okay, if you want to qualify, you have to send in an application to the USGA for the U.S. Open. This year, they broke all records. 10,187 people have applied. These are the applicants. These are not the people that, because they've won the U.S. Open previously or because they've won other events, they get exemptions. These are the people like me and like Ronald and like others who just play golf. We think we're good enough, and we want to apply for qualifying. Okay, now, the qualifying begins right now. This is where it's going to begin. April 17th through May 22nd, at 109 different golf courses in 44 different states, also qualifying sites in Canada. Okay, past winners, like I mentioned before, the U.S. Open are exempt. They don't have to. Okay, after this first round of qualifying, then there's a 36-hole qualifying match. Those are held at 10 different sites in the U.S. and 3 different international sites. Now, there are additional exemptions for the top 60 point leaders from the official world golf ranking as of May 22nd. Also, the winner of the PGA tournament, which is coming up May 18th to 20th, that person is exempt. And so this is one of the most democratic golf tournaments you can ever have. People can try out from nowhere, just like in the movie Tin Cup. And it's true. So this will be happening, and I mention this because the LIV Tour has its things coming up. Qualifying for the U.S. Open is behind the scenes. You're not going to see it on TV. Maybe in your location, there will be a qualifying. Maybe somebody's going to go out there with a camera for about 20 minutes. Maybe the local paper will say who qualified. But it's not a big deal until the U.S. Open. So this is, the Masters is the pristine event at the pristine golf course in America. The U.S. Open is the hardest one to win, I think. So anyway, back to the comments I was making about the LIV tour, the fight between the LIV, that's really between the PGA tour and the LIV tour. And the PGA tour has said, if you players want to play in the LIV, you're out of the PGA. And so there's clearly a battle going on. What happened to the Masters? Well, the Masters was allowed to, and I won't go into the details how, but LIV players competed at the Masters against PGA players. And the winner was a PGA player, John Rahm. And John Rahm played very well. The next people in the top five of those persons was an amateur and three guys from the LIV Tour. Bruce Koepka tied for second. Phil Mickelson tied for second. Patrick Reed tied for fourth. Well, the real story about the Masters, there were no fights. There were no arguments between the PGA players and the LIV Tour. But they know each other. They played with each other for years, and they're professional golfers. Some are on their way up. Some are trying to change their swings. They're golfers. They're doing what they do, and I'm going to say they're millionaires. They got plenty of money. No reason to fight, and they didn't fight. And although some young reporters tried to stick a microphone in someone's mouth to get them to say something stupid, that never happened. Okay. Golf is a game which honors traditions. We all know that. We all know that. But it must be open to change. I'm gonna talk about two facts that I want people to take seriously. When you're on this, I don't like the LIV Tour, I don't like any change from the PGA, let's talk about change in golf. Have you ever watched experienced golfers who happen to be women play the game today? Have you watched them? It's a massive change, and it's good for the game. These girls are excellent athletes. They know the game. They play well. There was once a time when women were relegated to Ladies' Day. They could only play at some courses on one day a week. We've changed that, and a good reason. There's another point I want to make. I grew up in Chicago in the 60s. I was a Bears fan. Every Sunday, we watched the Bears play from Wrigley Field back then. In 1921, they started playing in Wrigley Field, and they left in 1970. In 1960, the AFL started. And my friends and fellow Bears fans didn't like the AFL. Oh, they throw too many passes. It's changed. The AFL is part of the NFL. Things change, and they change for the better. All right. WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com for those on their phones and laptops. We'll be back in a few seconds.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I had to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Atomic batteries are powerful.
Everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Go ahead, make my day. Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio 990 AM every Saturday morning for another great season of In the Paint, where we talk in-depth about the New Orleans Pelicans and some college basketball, including the LSU Fighting Tigers, Tulane Green Wave, and the University of New Orleans Privateers.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. At the state capitol today, a House bill to crack down on adult websites who do nothing to prevent kids from viewing them clears its first legislative hurdle. The bill would impose fines of up to $5,000 per day for noncompliance. One lone no vote came from New Orleans Representative Candace Newell, who worries the language of the bill could render legit websites vulnerable to legal action.
However, I don't want us to go through and push through legislation which might be kind of overbroad and vague in its actions and its consequences.
Assured it will only target sexually explicit sites, the bill moves forward to the House floor. Another bill that moved out of committee requires locator beacons on life jackets intended for offshore rig workers. Once thought too costly to do, bill sponsor Trey Romero of Jennings says they're now as cheap as $200.
The cost is low enough now, and I'm asking that these devices be put on each and every life jacket that carries people by aircraft to and from the oil location.
That bill also goes to the House floor for debate. This is news from LRN.
You all know Powerball. You know him, you love him. Now there's a new way to play. Introducing Powerball the Scratch-Off from the lottery. Win up to $15,000.
Can you feel it?
But wait, there's more. Enter the second chance drawing for cool prizes like...
Driver, start your engine.
A VIP trip for two to the NASCAR Cup Series Championship Weekend at Phoenix Raceway. And a chance to cross the finish line with $1 million. Visit LouisianaLottery.com for more details. Play Powerball the Scratch-Off today for your chance to win. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Can you feel it?
French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, celebrates their 40th anniversary April 13th to April 16th. Gather with friends and family along the Mississippi River and the French Quarter for the free four-day fest with the largest displays of Louisiana music, food, and culture in the world. 20 stages, more than 60 culinary experiences, fireworks, and more. Download the French Quarter Fest app today. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on
Good evening, New Orleans. For those of you that are new to the city, maybe you're here at the French Quarter Festival. This is WGSO's show, the New Orleans Golf Show with Jack Clegg. This is Jack Clegg. And you're listening at 990 AM or at WGSO.com on your phone or laptop. And I am so delighted, particularly now, the timing is perfect, to have our next guest, Mr. Keith Johnson. The calling him the head superintendent isn't enough. He's the guy. He's the guy that makes golf at Bayou Oaks, both on the north and the south course. Keith, have I properly described your job?
Yeah, I appreciate that intro, Jack. Very nice.
Well, it is true, and I was talking to Ronald, the producer, before, and Ronald said, head superintendent of golf, what does he do? I said, he's the guy with his team of people that make your round of golf pleasurable or make you want to quit the game. So,
yeah,
and I've played for a number of years, decades, and I believe that. And golf superintendents on courses all over do a great job. You just happen to be the superintendent at one of the most challenging climates in the world and at two courses that are particularly different. So, let's talk right now about, and why I'm saying the timing of this is good. We're moving from our winter into our spring. What's the course going through right now?
Yeah, well, you know, it's just going through the transition of just recovering from winter stress. You know, winter can be hard on golf courses. You know, the grass goes dormant or it's just not growing anymore once you get into November, December, and through January, February, March. It kind of depends when, you know, the temperatures start to increase. But grass really isn't growing till, you know, about now, like in the past couple weeks. And we've kind of had some ups and downs with our temperatures have been kind of all over the place now. Mm-hmm. So we're getting a little, we're starting to get growth now, and that's great to see. But, you know, you just understand that those winter months, it could just be really stressful on a golf course. You know, we average, you know, maybe 170 rounds, and, you know, it's just the course is being trampled and having a lot of foot traffic. It's having a lot of maintenance done on it to try and just, you know, keep the conditions as the best we can, keep the green speeds good. Mm-hmm. You just got to understand that, you know, we can't do a lot of our normal cultural practices like aerifying to help, you know, with letting the greens breathe and being able to get water in them and nutrients and everything like that. So, you know, it's a tough time for the grass, and it can be a challenge just to manage it. So, well, you know, coming out, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you mentioned the fact that we are recovering from a winter, of course. And I mean, we're not complaining here that we don't have 6 inches of snow. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
But mm-hmm. but on the other side of it, this winter has been particularly mild. And in this is my observation. I'll ask you because you're out there and know. But in my observation, this has been a particularly mild winter. It's been a dry winter. And so we've gotten a lot more play this winter than we usually get. Am I right about that?
Yes, absolutely. We have definitely had a mild winter. We did have the extreme temperature drop around Christmas, and that was an interesting challenge. That was my first time having to deal with, you know, frozen conditions on that level.
Yes.
And that made for a challenge. We had to go through a process of making sure the greens had plenty of moisture on them by running water ahead of the temperatures that dropped into the, you know, low 20s. And we basically had to freeze the greens and lock in moisture in the frozen greens, because if they would have been dry and they would have frozen dry, you can lose turf grass that way.
This isn't a bunch of guys going out at 10 in the morning to do this. You guys had to do this when? Before dawn?
Oh, well, the front came in. I want to say it was in the middle of the night, early morning, and I had to set my irrigation. I have automatic, you know, centrally controlled irrigation that I set up from a computer, and I had to, you know, run 30 minutes of water on the greens to make sure they got plenty of water. Mm-hmm. Plus the wind started swirling around. So, you know, I was concerned that the wind was going to prevent the water from getting enough water on them.
Oh, man.
So it was a little stressful, but we came out really well out of that whole experience, and the greens came out of that fine.
So my friends listening in Chicago and in California and other places where the temperatures may get so bad, they will close a course down. We don't close courses in New Orleans, and City Park doesn't, or Bayou Oaks doesn't close at all. So you've got to deal with this as well as golfers who want to go out and play, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I will say that during that temperature drop when it got into the 20s, we did, which was really unusual circumstances, but we were closed for the 2 days before Christmas, I want to say. And then the one day of the year that the golf course is actually closed is Christmas. It's the only day of the year it's closed.
I remember
2 days before that.
I remember the driving range being full because our driving range at City Park or Bayou Oaks is on mats. And
right.
No matter, even though it was in the 20s, there were guys out there hitting golf balls from the mats. Well, so
yeah, not. And I was just going to say that when you have frost or you have those type of temperatures, you know, you can't have foot traffic. Well, you know, if you walk on grass that's frosted or frozen, that will cause significant damage to the turf, and you would see footprints and brown, you know, dead grass. You can't see that. That's possible to happen too. So we had to rope off the course and all the entry points to try and keep people off when we were closed.
Hard to do for a public golf course where
a little bit.
Most of the players, I mean, they love golf, and I'm sure they don't want to do anything to hurt Bayou Oaks or a golf course, but they want to play. They want to get out there and play. And so what if it's a little cold? So what if it's a little bit of dew? Frozen dew is what I remember hearing people's. Well, there's some dew that was frozen. That's not going to hurt anything. No. It will kill the grass, won't it? If you step on it.
It absolutely can. So, yeah, I get a lot of people don't understand that. But, you know, it's for us to educate, you know, golfers to understand what really can happen. We're not just trying to tell them, no, you know, stay off the course. We're just doing it to protect the golf course.
Well, and that's good. Recently, okay, so and as you described earlier, okay, we're now transitioning. March, we had some warm days. We're coming back to some cool days. Has the vegetation taken on the characteristics of spring? Do we have? Now I did notice. I was over at City Park the other day. The roses are blooming like crazy. They're absolutely beautiful. But our natural vegetation, how is that going? Is new grass growing?
It's still very minimal. You know, we kind of can see how our grass is going by, say, we're mowing greens, and we have they're called triplex greens mowers, and we kind of see our clippings that are being cut. We have buckets that catch the clippings, and that kind of, we look at our clipping rates and our grass yields to kind of determine where we're at with our growth. And it's very, very minimal still. We're shaving a little bit off the top. It's starting to wake up, but it is starting to kind of, the leaf tissue is getting healthier and it's starting to plump up. So the greens are rolling smoother now, but we're still not yet to that big flush of growth yet, but it should be right around the corner.
Well, I'm hoping so. And recently we've had so many days where our weather forecasters have forecasted 80% rain during the day. And we really haven't got much rain. Is that having an impact right now?
Yeah. Anytime you go through long, dry, droughty periods, it's good and bad. I would say for the North Course, it's good because the North Course will stay so wet when we finally do get those rain events that dump, you know, several inches on us. The North Course can be very slow to drain. But right now, I would say, you know, the North Course is in great shape. It's dry, and it's for the North Course, it's great when we go through these dry periods. But
we're going to take course, Keith. We're going to take a break right now, and I want to come back and talk about the North and the South courses. That wonderful facility, Bayou Oaks, has a great opportunity to have golfers play in two different courses. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about that. So hold on.
Sounds good.
WJSO 990 AM and WJSO.com for those on their phones and laptops. Back in a second.
Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com. French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, celebrates their 40th anniversary April 13th to 16th. Enjoy 4 days of music from over 270 acts on 20 stages and food from over 60 culinary vendors spread throughout the French Quarter. Grab your friends and family. Everybody's invited. For more information, visit www.frenchquarterfest.org.
All right, New Orleans. This is WGSO's New Orleans Golf Show with Jack Clegg, and I'm Jack Clegg. And you're listening to 990 AM or WGSO.com on your radio. I'm sorry, on your telephone or your laptop. And we're happy to have with us the superintendent of Bayou Oaks Golf, the North and South courses, Keith Johnson. Keith, before the break, we were talking about the North Course. And I can remember last year, for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, every time it would drizzle, the North Course was cart path only. Cart path only. That's
right.
Quite a different story today. What's the difference? What happened? What's going on?
Well, we've just gone through a long stretch of not having rain as much as we have had in the past. Mm-hmm. And the north course is great when we go through these long periods of not having much rain. And
the greens really look good. The fairways look good. How long? Well, it would be like asking you, when is it going to rain? So at some point, we're going to resume our normal heavy rains in the spring. But for right now, it's a great course to get out in there and play. I mean, the ball rolls. It's terrific.
We're very proud of the North Course, and we're putting a lot of effort and TLC into it because we just want the experience to be just as good out there as people that want to go to the South Course. We want people to enjoy it, and we want to do the best we can with what we have over there.
Well, in my experience, I just want to share with you one thing. In the year and a half or so that I've been affiliated with the North and the South Course, all of last year, I never heard pace of play being a problem on the North Course. But now there is, which tells me there's a lot more golfers and a lot better golfers that are playing on the North Course, which I think is a terrific thing.
Yeah, and real quick, I just wanted to mention that Keith Bryant is the assistant, and he's mainly overseeing the golf operations on the North Course. He's been around Bayou Oak or around City Park Golf since the early 80s. He started working with the driving at the driving range facility, and he is just he does a really good job, and he knows a lot of the regulars out there. And I just want to just mention, you know, he's very responsible for the conditions that the course is in right now.
Great. Well, I know who you're talking about. He's a great guy, a gentleman, and I'm glad you mentioned him, because you can tell if you play golf the difference in the North Course now than a year and a half ago. And so great job, Keith, both of you.
And I was just going to say, I think the word's getting out, you know, with the improvements with the North Course, and we're seeing more people that are, you know, regulars at some other golf courses around the area that have come back to the North, and there's just a lot of praise and a lot of comments, and they plan on coming back because they really like what they're seeing out there.
Well, that's you are to be thanked for that. One thing I wanted to talk about, you and I talked this afternoon about the things we were discussing. The golf courses at City Park have their own lagoons, okay, and they have water. Some of them, when you're looking and watching, I'm thinking particularly number behind the green on 13, beyond the green on the South Course on 1. We have large pipes, sewage pipes, not sewage pipes, but water pipes, and water will sometimes flow into those lagoons or canals from there. Explain what that system is. Where's that water coming from, and what is it doing?
Well, all the bayous and ponds around City Park and even Bayou St. John, they are all tied together in some manner. I don't know the exact layout and how it all flows, but I know they're all tied together, and they're all controlled with weir systems, which is a man-made infrastructure that controls the pond levels. And it kind of works like a dam where you can, you know, set your different levels to control the flow of the water. And, you know, it's in place for stormwater management. A lot of it has to do with that. So if we're anticipating big rain events, hurricanes, we can lower the weirs significantly. That will lower all our pond levels. So in the event of a big storm and we anticipate a lot of rainfall, the bayous and ponds are able to take on the water. So they're all tied together, they all flow.
So this is a way of controlling the elevation of the water, and also from around the area getting some of their water to flow in when we need it. That's really good.
Correct. And it's for the drainage for the golf course too. You know, it's all tied in for the golf course drainage, so we're able to keep that dry.
I wanted to mention one other thing that I've noticed, and I've had people tell me about City Park recently, is I'm going to use the wrong word, the implanting of sod on some of the greens. And I was over there the other day, and it's seamless. How do you guys do that?
Well, we have a really good process that we've dialed in. We have one employee, Alex, and he just does a fantastic job. And we don't like the sod greens, you know, but if we're going to have to do it, we're going to do it right.
Sure.
But there's just a challenge on the front, mainly on the front nine, on a couple greens. We have the fronts of the greens have these little kind of dips or little bowls that hold water. And in the winter, especially when we get rain and the water's not moving off the green, or it's not, you know, we have shorter sunlight, so the sun isn't evaporating the water. Water will sit there, and, you know, that will cause the roots to be shallow, and then they will get algae on them. And the algae will kind of suffocate the surface of the green. And then, unfortunately, sometimes we lose some grass. And we're working on getting some projects together so we can have those greens graded out, so we make sure that water does not sit on the green. It gets off the green. But, yeah, so we have to fix some of those areas, and that's where the sod comes from.
Well, I remember about 10 days ago seeing guys out there preparing for the work. Then about 5 days ago, I saw them actually placing in these square sections. Is there a nursery or something out there that where you grow your grass for the greens?
Yes. The nursery for a golf course is absolutely critical. You never know when something could happen to the greens, whether it's a natural occurrence that happens, or it could be vandalism. We've had some vandalism on the greens, and we've had use sod from our nursery. But yeah, we have a large nursery. It's bigger than the normal greens we have out there, and that's where we harvest our sod from.
Well, Alex, and I don't know his last name, but Alex, you do a great job, and it is seamless. I mean, you can see it's a different color right now than the regular green, but the ball rolls along. There is no difference, and because I tried. I rolled my own ball to see if this was there is no difference at all. So that's a great job. Somebody's doing a terrific job, and it's Alex and you're doing great, Keith. Finally, I wanted to talk about one more issue, and that is, can you tell players what the simplest thing they can do to make the course better?
Just you know, fill your divot, you know, after you take a shot and you have a big divot. If you could just fill some sand in there. And repair your ball marks, just the little things. If you see a drain area that might be wet, don't drive through it. You know, try and avoid ruttage from golf carts. One problem we have, some of our cart paths, when we do have rain, they will get some water on them. And some people think the better option, instead of just driving really slowly through maybe a couple inches of water, they go around the puddle into the grass where it's just wet and muddy, and then we get huge ruts. So, maybe just be aware of that, those types of things.
Thank you. Keith, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it. And again, good night from the New Orleans Golf Show, WGSO 990 AM. WJSO.com.
Safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer